So just what does it mean to be repurposed? Well, that's the title of a series that we'll be getting today on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. Yeah, we are beginning a series this week and today, as a matter of fact, on what it means to be repurposed. I've had people ask me that through email, but also wearing a Repurposed Man t-shirt, and people ask, well, what's that about? So I thought I'd just kind of do a series about just my thoughts about why I do this and what it really means to be repurposed. And so really, if you look at the common definition, it's basically it's to change something so that it can be used for a different purpose, to give a new purpose or use to. And so basically we're talking about taking something from its original or natural state or purpose and giving it something different and new. And it now has a new use. And so for me, the repurposed man came about through my own self-examination and reflection. But it really wasn't until I was an adult that I realized what new life really meant and should look like. So this is going to be a kind of an introduction to that and an overview about what it means to be reborn, your rebirth, and repurposed. Now, I want to begin, though, with a story about a man that I knew. And who just has a sweet spirit. His name is Freddie Mayfield. Freddie Mayfield is all of us. Granted, the large majority of us don't have as dramatic a story to tell, at least on the surface. But a long stretch of Freddie's life was marked by loneliness, abuse, addiction, and seemingly headed for a dead end. He purposely injected a fatal overdose of heroin. And Freddie had come to his end. A 30-year struggle with this master was just too much. But as with most miracles, what was supposed to or what should have happened didn't. Freddie was spared beyond what was expected without any natural explanation. This once discarded and hopeless soul would be changed forever. His second chance at life, this renewal, defied all odds. What was once a life on the darkest midnight is now and continually set toward the greatest light. And those of us that know Jesus as Savior are miracles as well. We, like Freddie, were once to be wheeled to the curb and forgotten. You know, we've all struggled with masters that promise purpose and feeling. But in reality, they torment us with emptiness and dread. We all have a story. Mine began as a lie. From an early age, it was made clear that I wouldn't amount to much, that any dreams I had were silly and the stuff of fairy tales, like a life of love, belonging, significance, value and worth, hope and a future. At least that's what I was told. But then came 1974, and formative years of dark shadows were consumed by light. Light generated by and sourced in good news. The plot of this good news, this unbelievable story, is about lives changed because of a life given. The supernatural, the heavenly, reaching down and reclaiming, redirecting, and repurposing. We all need a second look, someone to see us for who and what we really are, who knows the dark and shady places of our days and doesn't run away, someone that is no stranger to loneliness, rejection, abandonment, and brutality, someone that leaps over our shame to hold us with grace. But not just any someone. The someone that, despite our condition, loves us perfectly and sees us as a wonderful masterpiece. The world often sees trash while God sees treasure, His treasure. What the world considers worthless is highly prized and valued by someone else. You know, no one would open their door for a thief, and yet so many of us feel robbed of the value afforded us. We either can't believe or can't acknowledge we are what God, our Creator, says we are. New creatures with new life and a new purpose. And thus, we're robbed. So over the next few episodes, we'll look at the planks that create a repurposed man or woman. So until next week, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.